Some research suggests that there's a link between income and obesity. Health experts say that might be because nutritious foods are often unavailable in low-income areas, and when they are available, they're too expensive. So an academic team is trying to find out how to help people eat healthy food even when they don't have a lot of money to spend. Here's NPR's Patricia Naiman.
In order to figure out how much people are spending on food, researchers first need to know exactly what they're eating.
I want you to think about what you have eaten in the past 24 hours.
Okay. Jenny Donaldson tallies up all the food that Marianne Beltran ate yesterday. Donaldson's about to enroll 40 other low-income women like Beltran in a research project at the University of California and University of Washington. She'll talk to them every day about each and every piece of food they ate the day before. Donaldson methodically records everything Marianne tells her.
So from yesterday morning when I first woke up, I made meatballs. And then later on, I made bacon and rice.
Donaldson enters the information in a computer program she'll use to calculate the day's nutrients and calories. It's important the information be as precise as possible, so Donaldson uses a number of visual aids.
And about how many do you think you ate?
Well, I know the meatballs were half the size of this tennis ball.
Were they about this big?
Yes. I ate four or five of these.
Okay. So the equivalent of four or five golf balls.
Yes.
Okay. And just so that you know, that's about 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
After listing everything from morning till night, Donaldson reviews the data. Meatballs, Pepsi, bacon, rice, pork with rice, German chocolate cake, more Pepsi, cheese pizza from a fast food restaurant, 2 fast food tacos, a bean burrito, mini wheats with peaches, 1.5 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and another Pepsi in the middle of the night.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is... Here we go. Now what it has done is it's calculated everything for you. So if we look at this, in your food group servings, you have 25 from the bread group. We have 1.1 from the fruit.
Donaldson lists the totals from each food group. It adds up to an overall healthy eating score of 61 out of a possible 100.
And then there's your carbohydrate, your cholesterol, your food energy, which is the same as saying your calories, which is 6,501.
Is that good?
6,500 calories is high, says Donaldson, particularly when you consider the average daily caloric intake for a woman of Marianne's age and height is about 2,000 calories. And although Beltran is not overweight now, at age 34, if she keeps eating this way, she's at risk. Donaldson.
If we can get Marianne to see her patterns and how that relates to her health in the future, then it's quite possible that she could reduce her risk for a lot of diseases like type 2 diabetes.
Along with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart disease. For each of the 40 women enrolled in the research, Donaldson will do a similar calculation of calories and nutrients. And this is the big question researchers want to answer. Is poverty linked to obesity? And specifically, are foods sold in low-income area markets more expensive and less healthy than foods sold in higher-income areas? And are lower-income people spending their money on the wrong types of foods? Over the next month, Donaldson will try to answer these questions. In addition to surveying low-income women, she'll also go into corner markets and grocery stores in low-income areas and record prices of commonly bought items.
When we have the list of all the foods and we have the prices of the foods for this area, we will be able to tell how much a healthy diet costs and how much their diet costs, because those two will be linked.
Okay, vamos acá. Now what we're going to make is sopa. So it's tomato sauce, shells, weenies, and tortillas.
We accompany Marianne to buy groceries for tonight's dinner. We're interested in what she buys and how much it cost her.
Now I get these sopas, which there are other sopas over here, but these are for a dollar. Okay, 23 cents for a dollar practically, and that's cheap. Okay, for us, and we eat sopas a lot.
What are sopas?
Sopas is like a shell. It's like a pasta.
With 2 of her 3 children along, Marianne sweeps quickly through the store, loading her basket with sopas, tomato sauce, tortillas, and pickles. Marianne's budget is tight. Her monthly income is about $800. And with rent at $600, that doesn't leave much left for food.
¿Qué querías? ¿Qué querías?
Pickle allí.
Back at home, Marianne unloads her groceries and starts making dinner.
All I do is brown this, and a lot of the Mexicans use it.
Sopas are a mainstay, one of her children's favorites.
And the sopa is what goes far here. Sopas we have a lot of, okay? That's what we stock up on. Sopas, top ramen, flour for mole. Rice here goes along far. Bread with mole, that right there will go a lot. Because all the kids here like to dip their bread in the mole, and that's how they'll eat it. And they'll get full like that because it's a lot of starch.
So tonight, of course, there'll be tortillas. Marianne wraps them around hot dogs and then deep fries them. She knows fried foods aren't healthy, but she says this is the food she knows how to cook and she knows her kids will eat.
I can't cook with vegetables if I've never done it.
You'd like to cook with more vegetables and more
fruit? If they would eat it, yes. But if they're not going to eat it, it's too hard for me to do it because I'm going to waste all that vegetables if I just bought them.
Marianne's kids aren't overweight now, but like Marianne, they are at risk if they continue eating a lot of starch and fried foods. And the exercise part of the equation is also low. The neighborhood just isn't safe, says Marianne, for the kids to run outside and play.
And I don't like them playing outside here. It's just, you just don't trust anybody around here. None of these kids play outside, except this number 3 is because they've already moved in. And now later on, they won't see no kids outside. Number 4 has children, they don't play outside. These ones have children, they don't play outside. These people have children, they don't play outside. Those people have children, they don't play outside because they know how bad it could be here.
If the kids can't get outside, Marianne says at least they can eat more nutritiously. So she's started going to nutrition classes at the local food bank where she's learning how to modify recipes, not frying hot dogs, for example, putting carrots in the sopa or pumpkin in her pancakes.
If it came up to me as a suggestion for me to make it, I don't think I would make it. Because who likes pumpkin pancakes? I've never tasted them, but since I had now, they're really good. You know, the minestrone soup, same thing. It's really good.
Researchers say this is their goal. Once they know how much people like Marianne Beltran spend every week on food, then they can help them learn how to reinvent their diet. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.